They say meet the voters where they are, especially if they're your friends on the internet. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. It's a lot harder to get out the vote during a pandemic. Political strategists and organizers are trying to find new ways to reach voters and potential voters. Research shows that usually in-person interactions are the most effective technique. But now organizers are turning to an old idea, a turnout captain, a local volunteer who whips up voting interest, but combined with targeted data and sometimes apps. And they're finding that that combination can really work. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams covers money and politics and did some reporting on this for us.
Things like knocking on the doors of strangers to be in their face about a candidate does not work in a pandemic. And there seems to be a shift among sort of the political strategists and the get out the vote folks to really look at something that's called relational organizing. And I spoke with Karthik Balasubramanian. He's at Howard University, works a lot with data and with campaigns on this idea of relational organizing. And here's how he explains it.
Essentially, you make a list of your family members, friends, and neighbors. And because of research, we know that the messenger really, really matters. Way more effective than TV, digital, or radio is when you hear a pitch straight from someone that you know and trust.
And that makes these things a lot more effective, according to the research we've seen so far.
Right. Do apps like this exist now?
Sort of. There's an app called Turnout Nation. The founder, Mark Mullen, was telling me that with this app, basically, it doesn't necessarily push people to you, but you just say, hey, I want to get more people out to vote. Here are 10 of my friends and family that I am committing to help them get registered and help them turn out to vote. And whereas a traditional campaign method of, say, knocking on the doors of strangers can boost turnout by like 2%, their method boosted turnout by about 13%.
And why is that? Because it's more personal?
Not just because it's more personal, but with Turnout Nation, for example, and a lot of the ways that this sort of get out the vote tech is being deployed for relational organizing, much of it is not associated with a particular campaign.
Most get out the vote efforts are run by candidate campaigns specifically. They tend to sort of be focused on a huge amount of stranger to stranger contact in the last maybe month or 3 weeks before the election. But there are a lot of people who want to increase turnout and do other things to support American democracy year round, and they don't necessarily want to do it in the service of this or that candidate, and they don't only want to do it just before elections.
Right. So folks like Mullen who work on this say that not only are volunteers more likely to get involved when you strip out the politics, but they also say that people respond better as well when you're just saying, hey, you should vote, as opposed to, hey, you should vote for this particular candidate.
So obviously, like, this is a unique moment because of the pandemic, but it sounds like if it's that effective and if, you know, events maybe become less popular or good old-fashioned door knocking becomes less popular, are we laying the groundwork for a different type of digital campaigning in the future?
I think there's going to have to be a different type of digital campaigning. Now, you can imagine some hesitancy by campaigns to use sort of this turnout captain model that Mullen is highlighting, because they don't necessarily want everyone to turn out to vote. They want the people who are going to vote for their candidate to turn out to vote. And the individual campaigns are kind of scrambling because our entire campaign infrastructure is built on sort of these face-to-face interactions. A lot of that is just out the window.
Marketplace's Kimberly Adams from our Washington Bureau. The New York Times reported Tuesday that both Democrats and Republicans have seen high turnout in primary elections so far in 2020. And now for some related links. Facebook is still dealing with an advertiser boycott over hate speech and misinformation on the platform, and the way it's decided to handle posts by President Trump and ads by political figures, which has mostly been do whatever you want and maybe give us some money. Last month, CEO Mark Zuckerberg announced that Facebook would start labeling posts that contained false or misleading information about elections. This week, some of those labels appeared. including one under a post by Trump that said mail-in voting would lead to the most corrupt election in our nation's history with the hashtag rigged election. In that and every case, the labels don't suggest that the posts are true or false. They just link to more information about how to vote. One law professor noted on Twitter that, in fact, those links look weirdly like an endorsement. Like, here's more information on that rigged election for ya. Twitter also has declined to label posts from President Trump that refer to corrupt or rigged elections, which, I mean, okay, it's not like faith in elections is a big deal or anything. Facebook also flagged a few posts by Joe Biden, including one that said, "Vote out Donald Trump." Update on that advertiser boycott at Facebook. Business Insider reports that Walmart, Geico, McDonald's, Allstate, Peloton even, IKEA, all of them quietly paused their advertising on Facebook in July. And the Wall Street Journal said Disney had done the same earlier in the month. One ad executive said brands are assessing, quote, whether we should continue defaulting to a platform that stands in opposition to consumer sentiment today. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.